You're listening to Morning Dan with Dan Hurst.
Wow, it seems like we just got started with MorningDan.com, but actually we're into, I guess, our fifth week, something like that. Lots of interviews. I hope you've had a chance to go and listen to all of those because they're just a lot of fun. Some really great conversations with some really interesting people. And, of course, that continues today as I have my oldest son. Now, you've already met Jared, but today you get a chance to meet the oldest son. Eric, good morning.
Morning, Dad. I mean, Dan.
MorningDan.com is brought to you by Kelly Jackson Photography. Capture your personality. Define who you are. Defy tradition with Kelly Jackson Photography. Nature's Pantry. For the absolute best in organic and natural foods, check out Nature's Pantry.
Recognize the music?
I do. It's a fine composition.
It's one of the great pieces of music of all time, isn't it? The music that we're using here at the beginning is a song that Eric wrote, and he actually gave us permission, and we don't have to pay royalties on it yet. At some point, I'm sure ASCAP is going to come down on us, but so far, so
ASCAP's
good.
Not going to do anything for me because I haven't paid them ever.
Oh.
So.
You're a true indie then, huh?
They were. I went through the whole process of signing up with them for one reason only, because I needed health insurance, and they had a health insurance plan. And then I never got the health insurance. But they sent me, like, things to pay my dues. And I thought, I know for a fact that guys like Dave Matthews aren't paying dues to ASCAP. And so I didn't pay dues ever. But they kept sending me stuff in my royalty statements and things like that for however many years. And they were always blank because they weren't following me because... Probably because I wasn't paying them, so I guess that's how it works for them.
But your music has sold, and it is, you know, it's interesting because it's sold all over the world.
It didn't sell enough, though. Otherwise, I'd probably still be doing it for a living.
The first album was Ben Franklin Must Be Proud, and there was a song called Ben Franklin Must Be Proud, which I loved. But it's a great album, very listenable, and we're going to put some links on MorningDan.com where you can go and check those out and maybe even buy those so that Eric can have some royalties to buy me something. But then you did a big departure from the first album, very, very different.
There was one that was really weird called Kathleen, which I wrote about a girl named Kathleen Edwards, who was a musician from Canada that I had a wicked crush on at the time, and we were just excited to get recording, and we were all fun, you know, excited to be working together. And Brandon had this new toy that was like he was playing drums. He had this new toy that he would hit. It was like a synthesizer drum thing, and he would hit it, and it would go. And he had all these knobs that he would turn. And so Don said, okay, well, let's, you know, just kind of play through the song a little bit and check our levels. And so we started playing, and that was the first Brandon had heard any of my new stuff. And he was just so excited. He's like, wow, man, that is really different. It sounds like this gang of rebel cyber cowboys or something, you know, come back to reclaim the earth from something. And he just had this long story to go with what he had heard. And I thought, man, you're way off, but that's cool. I'm glad you like it. And so he really drove that song in a direction, and that kind of set the tone for the whole record to be just really kind of out there and a lot of fun. And I liked it, but most everybody didn't.
Hockey, Canada, AC/DC songs.
By the time it was all said and done, I had met Jen, my wife now, and I just was coming home from a weekend of shows, and I was on my way back from Minnesota, and I just thought, this sucks, and I just decided I don't really want to do this anymore, so I just kind of phased myself out of it.
Were you engaged to Jen at the time?
No, I wasn't.
Now, how did you meet Jen?
Well, it depends on who you ask. I didn't meet Jen. She met me.
Well, sure.
So what happened is Well, she was a big fan of this musician by the name of Shane Bernard, and I guess he's from Texas. And at the time, I think I had led music at our church at Jacob's Well, and for some reason, she thought I looked like I was from Texas, and so therefore, she thought that, which is insulting. But therefore,
Why? Wait a minute, I'm from Texas.
Well, yeah, you were born there, but anyways, she thought, well, that must be what Shane Bernard looks like. And she was going to see a concert with him. And so ever since, I guess at that point, she thought I like him and I want to meet him. And, you know, he plays guitar and he's cute and he's got this rippled abs of steel figure that I, you know,
you or Shane Bernard,
me.
Really?
And,
really?
Look, I'm 170 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal over
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
okay?
Is that right? Yeah.
And so,
sounds like a song coming on.
Right.
Sounds like a new career developing here.
So anyways, one day I get this weird email from a girl that I didn't know from anybody. And she said, I know you're going to think this is weird, but my friend Jen has noticed you for the past few months at church. And her birthday's coming up. And when I asked her what she wanted for her birthday, she said she wanted a date with you. And so would you be game? And, you know, how can you say no to that? So I thought, if nothing else, I'm going to get a pretty good blog entry out of this and, you know, a great story. And hopefully, you know, she'll be really cool and maybe we'll have some mutual friends or something. I really expected nothing. So I wrote Sarah. This is the girl that emailed me. I wrote her back and I said, yeah, that sounds fine. So she set it all up and Jared says to me, this is by far the worst decision you have ever made. He said, this is the dumbest thing you'll ever do. I just think you should reconsider. And so I thought, I'm just going to go through with it. I mean, why not? What could go wrong? He's like, she could be crazy or, you know, a murderer or something. I was like, oh, all these horrible things. So at that point, I got a little bit worried. And I wrote Sarah back and I said, hey, you know what? I was kind of thinking about it a little bit more. And I was like, you didn't really even give me a name. What can you tell me about this girl? She said, well, her name's Jen. She's a speech therapist student at Rockhurst University. And I was like, perfect. I know people at Rockhurst University. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. So I started asking, you know, some of my friends that were going to school at Rockhurst at the time. And my buddy Billy said, man, if it's the girl I'm thinking about, oof. And I was like, oof, like, whoa, hot. And he was like, no, man, I think you should probably reconsider this whole thing of yours. And he said, but I don't know if it's her. And I said, well, where do you see her? And he says, I was like, do you see her at the gym or like, you know, at the cafeteria, you know, at the ice cream bar or something? And he said, you know, I just see her like around campus and I think she's just kind of annoying is what I'm saying. And he's like, I think you would regret that aspect. And I was like, oh man, she's psychotic. This is going to be awful. But at this point it's set up, right? And I can't back out. I don't want to back out on this girl. So Sarah gives the gift to Jen and I get an email from Jen saying, you're really nice for doing this, but you don't have to go through with it. I wrote her back and I said, I'm not going to be the one that backs out and ruins this gift for your friend. And if nothing else, we'll have a fun story. Turns out later that was what she was concerned about, that I would have a fun story that I would blog about because I had written a blog about it. And I used pseudonyms for Sarah. I called her Hillary Clinton. And I called Jen Chelsea, which it turns out was a bad thing to do because as a kid, kids called her Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, no.
When Chelsea was younger, she was not a very attractive little girl. But I think it was one of those things that scarred her. And so unwittingly, I brought up these, you know, childhood memories. And so right off the bat, she was like, this guy's an ass. She ends up going through with it. And so we met at P.F. Chang's on the plaza, and I didn't pay. I later found out that neither did her friend. It was actually Jen that paid.
Oh, no.
and
score!
Yeah, she went so far as to not make me feel bad. Jen put a $50 bill in an envelope and decorated it like Sarah had decorated it as a birthday gift for her, so I wouldn't feel bad. Which, you know, is funny, but really sweet at the same time. And I made a mess, man, at lunch. She ate like a bird and was just so beautiful. Well, the story of getting there is actually funny, too. Like, showing up at P.F. Chang's. I show up. It's Saturday. The place is packed. And so I asked the host. And she said, are you here to meet a girl that you've never met? And I said, yeah, I am. She says, yeah, she's back here. So I followed her with a distance of about 10 feet so that if I sensed danger, I could make a quick exit. And Jen, I couldn't see Jen from in front because she was blocked by the hostess. And so I remember the moment that the hostess just kind of backed out of the way and she said, here you go. And I saw Jen and I was like, yes. And so, I stuck my hand out like a dope and I said, hi, I'm Eric. And she said, I know. And she said, I'm Jen. And I was like, it's finally nice to meet you. And so we sit down and we got to know each other. And, I was just kind of mesmerized. She has these really big, beautiful eyes and she wore a shirt that caught my eye.
The and, shirt did, didn't
and, yeah. And, to this day, she claims that she didn't mean to do that. And I am happy for the fortuitous mistake because it brought me back. So I drove her she wanted to go to Barnes & Noble so she could study. So I drove her down to Barnes & Noble afterwards and we ended up going out again and just kept going out. And that was that.
Before we talk about current events, what advice did you get when you got married?
I really wasn't paying that much attention to other people's advice, which has been somewhat of a consistent theme in my life, I think. But things like, you know, have separate bank accounts, get a Sleep Number bed, pick the hairs off of the soap, you know, just things like that, you know. Well, I use a wash rag and she uses her own soap. She likes this soft, flowery lotion soap that's disgusting.
But what is it with that? How many items does she have in the tub?
Jen's really good about that. She's a pretty low maintenance girl. I'm a little bit embarrassed to say that I probably have more in the shower than she does.
Why does that not surprise me?
Well, listen, I shave in the shower. So I've got my razor in there. I've got the shaving cream, the non-foaming kind. I can't stand the foam.
Oh, please.
And I've got a bottle of shampoo and a bottle of conditioner and a wash rag and a bar of soap. And I think that she's whittled it down to she's got a boofer, which I, you know, whatever those netty things are with the rope on it that they squirt the soap into, and her shampoo and conditioner and lotion. So I think she's got me beat by like one thing.
Okay, but here's the question I have to ask based on my personal experience.
Uh-huh.
Does she hang her personal clothing items all over the bathroom?
No. Jen is very much, she's very fastidious. Look it up, Jared.
You are a lucky, lucky man. There's just nothing like getting in the shower and realizing that you have to move some underwear to be able to turn the shower on.
There's
just something wrong with that.
Jen doesn't, she's not into that. She just makes sure that she has her stuff put away. And in fact, that has been probably, there's some advice for you. Ladies, if your man has left his pants laying on the ground, do not move them. Because he will probably come back to them at some point, and he is expecting them to be there when he's looking for them.
Well, sure, and they're laying, it looks like they're laying in a pile, when actually they're laying in a form where you can actually step into them
and pull
right up.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
These are things that I consider to be just efficient ways of living,
yes.
And Jen doesn't feel that they're so efficient. But I do, because I feel like it saves me a few extra moments. I don't put my pants on one leg at a time. I do it two legs at a time this way.
And you need to take my advice. Use that time to say, but dear, I need to save time so I can spend more time with you.
I think the first time I called her dear, she looked at me really strange and said, dear. And I was like, yeah, you know, like a pet name, you know, it's what everybody does. And she's like, uh-uh. She said, my name is Jen.
So you don't have a pet name
and
for her?
Well, I call her, I said, you gotta let me have one. I mean, she said, okay, one that I can live with. And I said, all right, Junebug.
Junebug?
And she, of course, said, no way. And I said, what about Boo? And she didn't want Boo. So we went through a whole thing and we settled on Babe. which is kind of gross in itself.
Oh, but babe's okay.
It's just a second nature word, like, oh, cool. It's hey, babe.
Yeah.
But, you know, she calls me mister.
Well, and she should. Right. I mean, that's a term of respect.
Right.
Hey, mister.
Yeah. What do you guys, I don't know what you and mom, I think, do you and mom do deer or honey or Junebug?
Really, you know what? The things that she calls me probably should not be repeated.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Are there things we can't say on this?
No. Okay. We can say this is the internet.
The internet is where you transcend all rules.
There are no rules.
And right. The thing is if you don't have something nice to say, you say it on the internet.
That's true.
So now that you're not bound by some program director or general manager, if you don't have something nice to say, say it on MorningDan.com.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is your place. This is your time.
I've taken my shots.
Okay, good.
One of the things that happens when your son gets married is that you welcome a new person into your family. Now, I had three sons, so it's a very odd thing to have a daughter-in-law because I've never had a daughter, so I don't know. So this summer, I decided I would go swimming, and I came back. And I was sopping wet, and I thought, I'm going to just go ahead. You know, there's nobody here. I'm just going to take my trunks off. So I'm walking through the house holding my wet trunks, and who should walk in through the front door but Eric and Jen.
Oh, man. Do you know that's the last time she's ever gone through the door first? It is an actual rule now. That I go in first. That was one of the funniest things I think I've ever been a part of. And because she just walks in and says hello, and then just immediately turns around like she had seen a ghost, and she went, "Oh my god!" And you came walking around the corner in your towel, and I thought, "Wow, Dad's really tan." And Jen cuts through the dining room there in the opposite direction and goes straight downstairs. And I walk down and I say to Jen, I was like, wow, that's the tannest I've ever seen my dad. And Jen says, that's the nakedest I've ever seen your dad.
I was just
and I said,
naked.
I said, what? And she says, oh, he was there. Everything, the city and streets, all out for everybody to see. And I said, you saw my dad naked? Yes! Oh, she was just so embarrassed. But the thing is, she has this job, and she sees old man balls all day long.
Hey, wait
at her
a minute.
Job.
You didn't have to go that far.
Well, I mean, she does.
I'm talking about the old man part.
Okay. Well, but I'm saying she shouldn't be surprised by it, you know? I guess it's different when it's your father-in-law. To make matters worse, Dad, you ended up coming downstairs in a robe that I remember you having when I was five. And it was like, it was, let's just say it was contouring. And a little bit thin. And so, I mean, you could have put on a sweatshirt and some pants or something.
Well, since that time, you and Jen have had a baby, and now I have a granddaughter. Tell me, what's it like to have a daughter?
I like it a lot. You know, we're only 6 months into it. Her name is Mona Jane Hurst. I like to think that she's just sweeter than having a little boy. You know, you always have the conversation, well, what do you want? Do you want a boy or do you want a girl? Like we have any choice. And I always thought, oh, I want a boy because that's really all I know. I mean, I don't know how to potty train a girl. And so I thought, well, I want a boy just because it's so much easier. And I heard Adam Sandler say, you may have to beep this, Jared, I'm sorry. But Adam Sandler said, he says, I have two girls now. And the problem is now, you know, with a boy, you just got to worry about one. But with a girl, you got to worry about all the. And that part is true as well. So that's a part of it. But there's these really great parts, too, where she's just really sweet and she's a lot of fun. And I think we really lucked out because she really is she's really cute. And every parent says their kid is cute, but when other people with babies stop you to stare at your child and say things like, wow, your kid's cuter than mine, you have a cute kid. And that's happened.
But here's the thing that's so funny about this. Before Mona was born, you and Jen stood in the kitchen and said, Well, we're prepared that if our child is not an attractive child, we'll accept her and we'll love her anyway. We're prepared for that. And I thought to myself, sure you are. Yeah, you are. That child's not good. First of all, the child's not going to be ugly. Secondly, you're not prepared.
There are some, you see some babies and it's shocking.
Well,
you know.
Yeah. All right. Let's start wrapping things up here because I know you've got things that you need to do. But if you want to check out Eric's music, we've got links set up here on morningdan.com. Go check that out. And you can purchase that through what? iTunes?
Yeah, there's one record on iTunes.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming out and spending time and bringing us up to date on what's going on in your life.
Thanks for wearing clothes this time.
MorningDan.com is a new website with a talk show hosted by Dan Hurst. If you think some of your friends would also like Morning Dan, tell them to check it out. Also, you can recommend future guests at MorningDan.com.
MorningDan.com is brought to you by Rick's Auto Clinic. For automotive service, repair, and sales you can trust. Rick's Auto Clinic. Noble House Jewelry. When you want something really special for the holidays, Noble House Jewelry. And if you'd like to be a sponsor on MorningDan.com, just give us a call at 816-744-O-DAN. That's 744-0326.
Give me some money and a really great pot pie.
And, you know, how can you say no to that?